A lot of people think that's the only way to cook corn. But I like boiled corn. I used to be crazy about it when I was a kid and had my teeth where I could chew it and one thing or another. But and I eat some once in a while now. Put my teeth in and eat some, but...
Chomp it. Did you ever have that, well, make that kind of thing where you leach the corn off the kernel with lye?
Bly hominy?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't make it very much at home, but made it that once in a while, but I had an aunt made it all the time. No, I was crazy about it.
I never liked the taste of it, frankly.
Oh, I loved it. This what you buy is pretty good, but it's nothing compared with that homemade. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like vegetables, you know. A fella eats fresh vegetables and then buy them out of the store and one thing or another. It's just as much different than daylight and dark. My vegetables cost me twice as much as it would if I'd buy them out of the grocery store, as high as they are. I guess overall the vegetables that I raised in my garden, the money I actually put out on it is run way over $100 a year. Seed, fertilizer, and so forth, so on. But I would give you one bunch of turnips come out of my garden for 10 bunches that you buy at a grocery store, and they can be just pretty, unless they are raised locally. Now, if they're raised locally, anything like that's raised locally and come in the grocery store like this morning, and you get it, for vegetables to be good, to get the real value of them, you need to get them this morning and prepare them and cook them today. Not tomorrow, but today. Beans, butter beans, English peas, corn, and all those things like that, staple things I'm talking about, from peas. Most time peas you buy out of the store, they've been gathered a day or two. They look pretty green, they keep them cool, but they're not. You can go there and say, for instance, like this morning, and I'll buy some stuff out of the grocery store and bring it home. The mom will prepare it this afternoon and cook it tonight. It's not near as good as it would be if I got it right fresh and prepared it and cooked it dinner time.
Yeah, if you leave an apple or a plum lying around, it'll dry up and just.
Well, apples, they most always rot.
Yeah.
And pears. And,
you know, when you leave something out in the sun, it'll just.
Well, sometimes they'll dry up. Figs will dry. You can dry figs in the sun.
And they just, they what? They
Well, just dried fruit, that's all. Dried figs.
The skin does what? It'll
swivel up, you know.
Yeah. Now, what kind of beans do you have?
Beans?
Yeah.
Well, I always raise the Kentucky Wonders. Both bunch and
Pole?
Pole, too. And they... My butter beans, always I plant what they call the Florida speckle or the Florida calico.
Yeah. You got that big kind of flat bean, yellow butter bean type of?
No, it's a small. It's not too big. I planted some of those.